Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. Set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Show's taught me.
Shit 90 Show's taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Show's taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Jessica, welcome to our podcast. It's gonna be great because it's a sunshiny day.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that you also wrote a song for our guest here that's coming on the podcast. Because if not, I'm gonna have to come up with something on the fly and it's not gonna be great.
Chappelle, why did you not come earlier than season 4, episode 5, since... No, it's fine. I don't really want to sing anymore. Do I have to?
No, but Chappelle's here. Hi, Chappelle.
Hi. Yeah, that was great. Thank you, Sarah.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad, which leads me to my theory.
Okay.
What's your theory?
This is my hypothesis. As you know, I'm a scientist. This is like our first time back podcasting in like a week, right, Jess?
It's been a while.
It's been a little bit. Yeah. It's been a little bit. So many things have changed. You came back from a vacation. How was your vacation?
It was good. It was great. I had time off. It was wonderful. Now I'm back. It's not so wonderful. But
yeah,
enjoy being home. Yeah. It's just the responsibilities that come with being home aren't my favorite.
Yeah. Now, I did not talk about this on Boy Meets World. I talked about it on Dawson's Creek. Not because I don't like you guys like less. It's just the facts of life of what happened. But I while Jessica was vacationing, I had a little surgery. And a little surgery where they removed parathyroids, 2 out of 4. And my theory is that every single, my parathyroids on my left side, and like specifically the adenoma that was attached to them was my funny bone. So if I'm not funny anymore, it's gone.
Oh.
So that's my excuse if I'm not funny anymore, which is a possibility.
Make no mistake. If I was listening to this, I'd be dying laughing right now. So
I don't think so. I think it was my, it's, they're gone. So like if I'm not funny or like if I sing out of tune.
Fully in tune before the surgery is what I'm understanding by this.
I was like Adele.
You were an opera singer.
Yeah, I was
Adele before the surgery. Now I'm not. no, but I'm fine. She survived.
Yeah, she's thriving. Your voice doesn't sound any different. I know that was a major concern.
And it sounds Chappelle, the same. Do you think my voice sounds different?
No, it doesn't sound any different. It does. It's amazing.
She did say, the surgeon was like, they were awfully close to your vocal cords. So they were sitting right on top of your vocal cords. So I had to be extra careful.
Well, I would have died if you came onto this podcast and all of a sudden you didn't have a Jersey accent. And it was because they removed your parathyroids.
Amazing. I still don't think I have a Jersey accent.
Oh, you do. But only with certain things.
Sure. Okay. But let's welcome our guest properly. Yes. Chappelle, welcome back.
Thank you. This is my episode. Like this is the one. My episode. Do y'all remember?
It was in your writer.
Right. When y'all first told me like, oh, we're doing this podcast, I was like, this is the episode I have to come on or else. Like, I won't ever talk about Boy Meets World again out loud if I don't get to come on this podcast to talk about this particular episode. Because it's amazing. This is the best episode of the entire series. This is everything. This is the one that made me.
Yeah, some people like the spooky one. No, Chappelle is like, give me the singing. Give me all the singing.
Yes. He's a loser freak. I was like, yes, Morgan, yes.
See, now we're gonna have to find out from the listeners whether they prefer loser freak or shallow. Because shallow is like, honestly, a bop.
Yeah, but Loser Freak is iconic. Like, I thought I was the only one who knew Loser Freak still. You know, like, you know, you watch something when you're younger, and I know y'all talked about season 4 a couple times and, like, some of the past things that are so iconic, the songs that they have. I think, what was it, Eric's song in the
oh, yeah, episode. The good-looking guy.
Yeah, and then even, like, over there. Like, that stuff's iconic, kinda. But Loser Freak... Like, I was singing that song, like, 20 years later, and nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. I was like, but he's a maladjusted loser freak. He's a maladjusted woman-hating loser freak. Like, why haven't y'all heard this song? Y'all didn't get the EP?
Like, my one complaint is that we never got to see Corinna, like, sing Loser Freak. Yes. Only Morgan. Yeah.
And Morgan ate it up. Yeah. She sang that
song. Oh, yeah, no.
Maybe oh, yeah, like no. Guys, if you know what I'm saying. Yes, Morgan, yes.
Morgan is probably a better singer than Corinna. Like, that's without a doubt.
That's not even a question. And Morgan, girl, she's like, what, pipes. Like 10 or something? I don't even know how old she's supposed to be at this point. But, like, man, she can sing it. And it's like, if that's the one scene she gets, like, by all means, Morgan.
Yeah.
Live it up.
And the cool thing is that's a made-up song. So Morgan, the 10-year-old, was just singing this melody. Like, I don't know if the producers or the director gave her, like, this is what we want you to sound like. But she didn't have, like, a source material to go off of. No. She just, like, walked in the house and just started belting out this amazing song that should be my ringtone. And, like, I should bring back ringtones just for that, you know? It's perfect. This episode, this season, season 4. This is the best season.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It really is the best season. We're 5 episodes in, Sarah, and I'm very confident in saying that this will be my favorite season of the first 4. Who knows beyond that? But, like, of the first 4, this will be my favorite season.
Without a doubt, season 4 is it's already, like, the best season that we've covered thus far. And I think it's going to be hard to top it in future seasons. Mm-hmm. 5, 6, and 7. I think that there's going to be some good ones in 5.
I believe that. It's just one of those things where it's like, we've had 5 very strong episodes already. So it's like, damn, like, where can we even go from here, you know? But let's get into it. We're talking Shallow Boy. And this is a thing. The title of this episode is also very good. Because you remember what it is by the title.
Instantly.
There's no I ain't going to spray lettuce no more.
What is that nonsense? I'm still upset about that title. It's so dumb.
Yeah, it's a lot of characters. It uses up a lot of my Twitter characters. Don't love that.
So I do have a theory about why season 4 for me is the best one. I think this is when they decide that they're going to go all in on the love story. And that, like, because last season is when they make it official, you know, and then they break up and then they act like they didn't break up, but they got back together. It's really weird. But, like, this is where I think they say, okay, we're in this for the long haul. Because even in this episode, we'll start talking about Topanga thinking about the future and what that's going to look like. And so I think this is where we start getting the fully fledged out characters. Because I think before this, it was just like, you know, like a goofy kid show with some, like, you know, some meaning behind a couple of the episodes. But there was really no storyline that was going to push them through to anything. They were just in school. But now it's like, okay, what are Cory and Topanga going to be? You know, he's reading parenting books in this episode, you know. And
thinking about getting married and having kids. Like,
at 16.
What?
Exactly. And so I think that's why we start getting so much more of this. We get, you know, Sean's backstory with, you know, Verna and... I can't think of his, Chet. Yeah, and so we get some of that. We get, you know, like Eric trying to find himself. We get Alan finding himself at the outdoor shop. So I think this is kind of just where we start setting up there. Like, the producers probably sat down and said, okay, we're doing this all the way through college. Like, this is when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it also has, this episode in particular, I feel, has such a different tone from... and we've been seeing this a lot this season, but it feels different. Like, especially this episode, Eric's comedy, especially, it just feels like he fully, like, leaned into the most likable Eric. I really like it. So let's start off. A mysterious girl in a hat is singing, like, a sunshine song in front of the shop.
And the sunshine's just for me, and I feel good.
Who allowed these solicitors in front of the establishment, the hunting store establishment, the outdoorsy store?
Are they called, is panhandling, is that specifically singers, or is that when you're just holding out a pan for money?
Yeah, I think panhandling is just standing there begging. Like, I think those, like, you know, street performers, if you will.
Street performer, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, she, like, wears a hat, so you can't quite see her face. Eric accidentally drops a 20 in there, and Alan is like, please kick her out of here. She's scaring all the customers away with her kindness.
Yeah. Alan would rather have the smelly old guy who spits on people in front of the building than the woman singing the happy songs, and that just seems odd to me.
I know. I think at least she's, like, singing friendly songs. She's like a Diet Phoebe Buffay, if you will, you know?
If you spit on me, I'm going to jail. Like, I just don't know how else.
Especially
to say.
Now.
Right. Yeah. Especially now. That's a war crime. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, at least it has, like, campfire vibes, right? Like, at least where it's like, it's almost like you're going camping at the camping store.
Yeah.
So she tries.
Yeah. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? It's warm.
It's warm.
Warm. I just love her, like, her voice kills me. She's like, feel the warmth. So Eric goes outside to get her away, and of course she smiled at him and he paid her, like, all of his money. And so Alan has the bright idea to send Eric to lunch with her. Like, I don't think going on a date with her is gonna fix your problem, Alan, unless, like, you want to just get rid of your son and her at the same time. Like, that makes sense. You're like, Eric, you're actually not helping out the business. Go take her to lunch and I'll run everything.
Yeah.
I think that he's just desperate for Eric to actually go on a date, because after the I don't want to date townies disaster from a few episodes, he's just like, please, Eric, like, go somewhere, do something.
Yeah, he's probably killing two birds with one stone. Like, get Eric out of because, you know, Alan doesn't really need Eric to, you know, but he uses his assistants. But he's like, yeah, get her out of here. You also get a date. So, you know, it's appealing to Eric because we know that's all he cares about. Girl, right there. Girl, you know, remember that. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it was like him just getting him out of the way, but also kind of handling this, you know, and helping Eric scratch that itch. But I mean, Eric could not have known what he was in for, you know. With
Oh, no.
Girl. Yeah.
And then we get the other, like, storyline B, but I think they're kind of equally weighted, actually, in this episode. It doesn't feel like as much like there's, like, a proper plot line and, like, a side plot line. It's kind of, like, equal, in my opinion. And we're in Feeny's classroom, which is very rare these days that we actually see them in Feeny's class. And they're talking, like, about this is the last presidential election where you can't vote. So what is the issue that most consumes your life? And to me, this was a bit of, like, a stretch to have this be, like, the connecting moral of the story to, like, Topanga babysitting. She's like, it's all about the family. It's all about the American family. Crime and the decline of education starts at home. And of course, Sean is very offended by all of this.
I just feel like Topanga's main issue would probably be environment.
That's what I thought. She's a hippie. Like, her parents are hippies. Like, her main thing would be global warming, or, you know what
climate
I mean?
Climate control.
Climate control, recycling. Right in the 90s, I feel like recycling was...
pollution. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's more Topanga's vibe.
Yeah.
But apparently she's very pressed and stressed about the family, the breakdown of the American family coming from a two-parent household.
Yeah, this is odd. Because the Topanga we know, she would like have spoken up about maybe women's rights or something in this moment, right?
Yes,
we've seen her
yes.
being like very pro like movement, and this is just like her kind of... So my theory is that she's, you know, she's going through some puberty here. You know, I think this is her changing. I think this
and
is
she's like, me and Corey are going to get married and have lots of little babies.
And then in the next second, she's like, and you're not going to be a good dad. It's like, okay, Topanga, like, calm down. You know, like, you're 16. We get it. You know, but like, remember before this, she's like, I got to cut my hair. And then I cut my hair. Oh my God. Like, this get a lot of Topanga.
She's going
like,
through stuff.
Yeah. Her back and forth is like throughout the entire season. And I think that's what it's about. I think it's just like, because when, because they're all going through puberty, right? And so, like, we know those moments where Corey's like a whiny brat. And you're like, why are you acting like this? Like, oh, because he's 16. And so I think this is Topanga just kind of like, you know, she's growing up.
She's going through it. She's having a tough time. Mm-hmm. And we find out they were supposed to go out tonight. And so Corey's now like, we're not going out. Me and you, Sean, we're going to have a boys' night. The boys, together again. Topanga's babysitting. And Sean, he's like a very good friend. Instead of like wanting to spend time with his friend, he's like, your girlfriend is going to be alone in a stranger's house. Like,
with
go there. Yeah, with a couch. Yeah,
what are you doing? Like, don't hang out with me. Go hang out and like... be on the comfy couch. It'd be dangerous, Corey.
Lock up your daughters. The hormones will be a flying tonight.
Yeah. Precious. I like Corey can't even get to second base with Topanga. Like, where do they think this is going?
Yeah. It's and like of course what later when Corey walks in, everyone's like, oh, Corey, that cute little nice boy down the street. He can't harm a fly. He doesn't have sex with anybody. No, never.
He's not dangerous. He thought he was dangerous, and he just is not, you know?
Yeah. Nope. He's, what do they call him earlier? Like, Jello? I can't remember what he calls himself. He calls himself, like, something very, like, it's a monkey, sea monkey. That's what he is. Yeah. He's a sea monkey. So we're back at Chubby's, and Corinna is just singing everything. Like, she can't, and, like, honestly, this is kind of me sometimes, but not in, like, the cutesy way she does it. I just, like... You know, you just make up songs as you do things.
Is this like a white girl thing?
I think this is a person thing. I do. Because like you'll hear people singing and it is kind of like, oh, I see people doing that. But when people do it, I am the person who's annoyed. Like, I'm the person in the other booth like, oh my God, please let it go.
I don't do it in public, to be fair. It's okay. Like only in my home.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I would be upset if you were really good or really bad. Like, because if you're really good, I'm jealous that like you could just sit over there and belt out. Because if I could sing, oh, I'd be unbearable. Like, I'm already a lot. But if I could sing, I'd just be like wandering the grocery store singing Adele, like to the like top, like belting these songs, you know? And or like Morgan, how she's just walking around with this song she just made up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just that's how I would be. And since I don't have that skill, I can hate on the people who do. But also, if it's really bad, then it's annoying. So, you know, I get it.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
Jessica's thinking, like, how many songs can I sing to Winston, my dog? Like,
And not only that, but it's like I'll adapt every song to include his name. It doesn't matter the song. Like earlier, I said, okay, so you know what's like Boots with the Fur? You know that song?
Yeah,
yeah.
Low and, by Flo Rida.
Yeah, and
apple
he had like
bottom jeans.
Yeah, apple bottom jeans. He had like the goopies in his eye, and so I said Goops with the Fur.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, no, is that
that's
white
a white girl,
girl
thing.
Thing?
Yeah, that's the white girl thing, and that's okay. Yeah. And that is okay.
Yeah. The farthest I go is like I like hold Oliver in my arms and I sing him "Rockabye Baby" because I want him to go to sleep in my arms.
These women and their
I've missed y'all. I missed y'all so much. It's been a while.
No, yeah. This is pathetic.
Yeah.
Save us, please.
No, it's fine. Look, we didn't even talk about our 90s nightcap. Look how far y'all have gotten away from the source material.
Yes, like, we need to get back to the source material because I'm not drinking.
Okay. I'll tell you why. No, like, go ahead, Jessica.
I was going to say, in honor of Chappelle being on, so Will bought Snoop Dogg wine, like, I'm not kidding, like 2 months ago. And I said, okay, but we can't drink it until Chappelle's on the podcast. So I made him wait.
You've been saving it?
We've been saving it. It's called 19 Crimes Cali Rosé. Yes. It's actually really delicious. Mm-hmm. It's like more sweet, which I really like. And it has 10.5% of alcohol, which I also really like. So. Right.
And y'all can't see this because y'all are listening to the podcast, but that bottle is empty. And Jess has just been taking it to the head.
Listen, I shared it with my husband. It wasn't just me, although I've drank a lot of it already. But it's really good and I needed it. It was a long day.
It's been a while. It's been a long day.
But anyway, go ahead, Sarah. Why haven't we talked about 90s nightcaps lately?
Well, Chappelle, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Crown Royal and water.
Yes.
Yes. You know.
We know that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I feel like it's like, I feel ashamed, but I've been doing Dry October.
Ooh.
Because.
Well, am I ashamed of doing Dry October?
I would. I mean, let her finish.
because of my surgery. So, I've been doing Dry October this month. And also, like, I don't know, because I wanted to, I don't know. I've been working on my green smoothies, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. So, I haven't drank in almost a month. Oh. So, I'm considering November too, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not. So that's why the 90s nightcap is like a little sleep.
Well,
right
we
now.
Don't always do it because here's the thing, people. Like a lot of the times we're pretty basic and we drink like the same things a lot. So it's like, Sarah, what are you drinking? A spritzer or what's the other one that you got you really liked with the tequila in it?
The Cutwater.
Yes. And
the Cutwater was so good.
What I should say is I should just say all the beverages I had on my vacation. Because if there's something I love about vacation, it is drinks and beverages, man. Mm-hmm. Like, give me all the local cuisines.
Yes.
Give me a fancy bev. I had something called the Skinny Bitch on vacation. Okay. And it had this, like, ice cube that was – it's like a fake ice cube, but it's electronic. And you – there's spun sugar on the top of the glass and they pour the beverage over the spun sugar so it melts. And this little ice cube, when it like feels liquid or something, it lights up and it changes colors. The coolest beverage I've ever had. I couldn't tell you what was in it because I didn't care. It was very cool.
Remember when we talked about the Sweet Bitch wine on the 90s?
Yes. We've been trying to find it.
We gotta get back on that. Yeah. We gotta get back on that.
We've figured out that we think it's regional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we haven't been able to find it on the East Coast.
It's okay. I will. Apparently, just have to smuggle some up to the East Coast for y'all one day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let us know when you're coming around to New York.
It'll be on my to-do list.
But no. Yeah. I'll you know what? Like I'll come back to the 90s nightcap in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So holidays are coming up too. You gotta loosen up.
Oh yeah.
Gotta indulge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Once like Thanksgiving's coming, like you know, I'm done. I'm cooked.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be cooking all day if I'm not like having like three things of wine.
Yes.
You know, it.
See,
yeah,
and I'm okay with the 90s nightcap just being a us thing because I've know some of these guests.
An us thing.
Yeah, because some of these guests get to come on multiple times. Touchdown, Tommy. I'm looking at you, Riley. Okay, but you don't got a 90s nightcap with them. This could just be the Chappelle thing. We got it. It's okay.
Touchdown Tommy's drink would be used milk anyway, so I don't think we want to go there.
Oh my god,
man drinks ranch dressing.
why does Tommy's all of his liquids are just white creamy,
which is like my phobia. Yeah. Like, so
maybe he likes White Russians.
We'll have to ask him.
just so gross.
I know, I can't do the right Russian. Like, my ex used to like. One time he did like a power hour with one of his friends and then he started drinking White Russians as if drinking that much milk with alcohol is a good idea.
Ew.
I know.
It's so gross.
See the disgust.
Like the closest I'll do is like horchata, the closest, but that's it. And I'm Yeah.
It's nasty. It's nasty. But speaking of something that makes me want to vomit is when Corinna talks about dandelions. And I love a dandelion, but dandelion.
Yes, she is an improv queen. Okay, like no matter word you throw at her, she's ready. She's ready. Now I will say this: her lyrics don't make any damn sense. Like none of them. Like if you actually wrote this stuff down, I'm like, what are you talking about? I think it's a
lady. I don't know how
song.
She got the only way she gets a record deal is because her uncle is the one who runs
exactly.
It.
Yeah, nepotism.
Yeah,
yeah. So we're now at Topanga's babysitting gig here, and she's get told no boys at all. And then Corey, of course, shows up with a water jug, like very throwback to the 90s. No one has these freaking giant water jugs anymore.
Yeah, my neighbor does.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what? They have like a water dispenser in their house.
Grow up. Some
they're like, oh, it saves money, and they're like anti-plastic. So I'm like, oh, okay. Cool. But it's a big giant.
Get like
a water
filter attached to their sink and really be anti-plastic.
Right.
Well, I guess that's it. But no, like you return the jug back to the grocery store.
It's fair enough.
Actually. So, okay. So, like I watched recently 18 episodes of Babysitter's Club in like less than 2 days.
Are you okay?
This is something you should admit on right. a podcast.
Are you well?
I went away for a week and she just binges Babysitter's Club.
You can never leave again. You can never go on vacation again.
So like nowhere in the Babysitter's Club do they talk about having boys over and if that's allowed. So
did they solve crimes?
They do. There's Babysitter's Club books that are mystery books. Mm-hmm. I love the Babysitter's Club. Topanga would not be allowed into the Babysitter's Club. She's not a very good babysitter.
Is she?
I mean, no, Corey's not.
Is it because she lets boys in the house or because she doesn't let kids watch TV?
I just think Christy would be up Topanga's ass.
Who?
And
is this white girls right now?
Yeah,
she white girls talk.
You don't know.
What a great podcast. That's our next, that's our branch off of.
Yes. Once we get, I get to come off for the spinoff.
Once we get our advice podcast up and running, then
that's what it's going to be called. Shit white girls talk.
Shit white girls talk.
Shit white girls talk. It's filmed in front of a lot of studio audience. As you can tell, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I can know the whole theme song.
Shout out to JD who wrote the theme song and recorded it.
JD,
star.
Yeah.
The dad is very like.
What's wrong
like,
with him?
Over life, he's been hurt.
He needs therapy. He's been hurt.
He says. Corey says he's a dangerous little boy, and the dad said we're all dangerous in the beginning. What happened to you, Boo?
Broke him.
Just, like, lie on the couch. You'll think you're dead.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, some points were made there. I remember when, oh gosh, now I'm going to tell myself. Listen, the listeners, we're family. I remember in like the late 90s, early 2000s, I was like those DARE commercials are like, this is your brain on drugs. And they would show people like melted into the couch. And I was like, who would ever want that? Now, 2021, I'm like, wow, I could really use some of that.
I do want to feel like I'm dead, though.
I do want to feel like I'm dead, though. Like, what if I did melt into the couch? Like, that seems like it would not be stressful at all. So,
honestly, all I want in my life is a comfortable couch.
Is that too much to ask? Like, geez.
Do you guys remember Love Sacks?
Yes, they still
like
exist
the giant,
for sure.
The giant beanbag. Yes.
Yeah, they definitely still exist.
They sell sectionals.
Yeah, they do.
I thought you were going to say something else. Okay. I thought you were going to be like, they sell sex couches. And I was where is this conversation going?
All couches are sex couches.
All couches are sex couches, but not all sex couches are couches.
Maybe they just like are ergonomically the best fit for having the sex.
I just felt like there's stuff like protruding from them. So like you could Do it alone if you want to.
Fair enough. The only couch that's not a sex couch is a futon, because those definitely are so very hard.
Tell that to 22-year-old Chappelle at the Tuesday.
Yeah, actually.
Futon king.
Actually,
hey,
you want to
see my futon?
Now like, that you mentioned it. Pulled out into a bed, like, kind of.
Look at how perfect it is.
Yeah, now I'm remembering where I literally spent most of my early 20s, and it was on a futon.
You thought life was simple back then. Like, this is life. We're going to grow old on this damn futon. And now we're looking back like, what the hell was wrong with us?
Did you ever get a wet willy on a futon, though?
Whoa,
because
no.
Wet willies, like, first of all, the thing that they don't talk about when you're a child in wet willies is, like, how gross it is to ever stick your finger in another human's ear. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. That's, like, a top 7 or 8 nastiest thing you can do to somebody, like, just unprovoked. Like, why would you do that so to someone that's, like... You should be arrested. If someone ever did that, because I've never had a wet willy. If someone ever did that to me, I would.
Do you have siblings? Never had a wet willy?
That's white people shit. That stuff I saw on TV and be like, oh, okay, I didn't know y'all did that. Like those wedgies, you know, that the bullies do on
TV show. That's Supreme. Is it Supreme?
I ain't never seen that in no black school. I ain't never known people to do that. Like, I was like, these Saved by the Bell is wild. I used to watch. I was like, is this what white people be doing? Like, y'all crazy.
I mean, I feel like wedgies are like an urban myth. Like, they don't actually really happen.
Ooh, I think they do.
They do? Do what are those things called? Do those, not flurries. What's the thing called when you put someone's head in a toilet?
Swirly? That's a swirly. Myth. I refuse to. I don't perceive that. Right? That's never happened to.
That's disgusting.
To a person. Someone's Where's listening to this and they are like having PTSD, and we're like, it never happened. Yeah. They're like, you don't know my story, you know? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
We need to put up a poll, because Will and I were talking about this. It's like, do people actually like lose luggage? Do people actually miss their flights? Because that is like a huge fear of mine.
What do you mean that happens all the time? That's what he said,
and
I was like, good,
missed a flight.
Good to know that my fears are warranted.
Oh, I almost missed a flight because I was eating Chinese food. Like, I was knee deep in some disgusting airport Chinese food, and
at the airport, and you almost missed a flight.
I was there early, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just eating, and I got like Rob podcasting with like Katie Gallagher about something, and I'm just
what
really
the
in the zone.
Hell?
And this woman had to come touch, like, sir, we're waiting on you. I was like, what? No, it said we're boarding. No, like, we're departing. I was like, oh my God, am I the last one? And everybody's just staring at me. No one's laughing. I'm like,
you were at the gate?
I'm like sitting there, like, head down in the Chinese food. Panda Express was giving me life. It was just a day. So, no, I have done all the things. I've missed flights. I have missed, they have lost my luggage. Yeah, it exists. I will speak to that. But I ain't never had no swirly.
It's too much. But yeah, so Corey gets a wet willy. And it's this little shithead kid who
Don't
wants
do
to
that.
Stay up late and watch TV because of the Friday night lineup, which, like, Sarah and I have talked about this. The Friday night lineup is legit. It's there. But there's apparently
royalty.
There's some show that they're taking away. And this little kid is, like, actually kind of relatable. He's like, don't take it away from me. They're trying to kill it. They're trying to kill it.
Yeah.
So this is obviously directly a parallel to what was actually happening to Boy Meets World at the time, because it had in season 4 been moved from 8:30 to 9:30, which was upsetting, I guess, because it's not as favorable as a time slot. Mm-hmm. But shortly after this episode aired, Boy Meets World was moved back to 8:30.
Oh,
so I guess
they were shading
them. The producers,
the sass worked.
Yeah, they were shading. It was like legit shade. I guess it worked because it got moved back.
I was the Friday night lineup kid. Okay, I was that kid. If you can't tell, this is all I did was watch TV. TV raised me. My mom would just be like, "Go to your room and watch TV." I'm like, okay, fine. Bedtimes, I would be watching TV. Like, I will get in the bed, but we're gonna watch TV. It's non-negotiable. And so TGIF. This was my thing. Yeah, the Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Full House, you know, Family Matters, all that kind of stuff. Maybe like Sister, Sister. I think they were interchanging those kind of stuff. That was the Friday night lineup. Now, I don't think that exists. There's no such thing as a Friday night lineup in 2021.
Because everybody watches everything streaming. So it's like, you know.
So this is another thing that I watched while Jess was on vacation. While Jess was on vacation, I watched a shit ton of TV. I watched this documentary called The Orange Years, which was like
Nickelodeon?
A Nickelodeon documentary. It was phenomenal.
You should have texted me.
We should have watched it together. We should talk about it. It was so good. Yeah. But the thing is that what Drew and I were talking about is the Saturday lineup for Nickelodeon is genius. Like, you know, what are teens doing on like a Saturday night where they're not old enough, or preteens, they're not old enough to go out. Mm-hmm. They're too young to like go to bed. Like, what are they doing? And I don't understand why like they don't bring something like that back for that age group on Saturdays or on Fridays. Like, why can't we have something similar now without all these like idiotic shows that they put on?
You know why?
Because the kids are TikToking.
They're TikTok and they're watching YouTube. Like, the little mm-hmm. kids are just navigating YouTube with ease. That's all they do. Their favorite mm-hmm. shows are on YouTube. They don't need a lineup anymore. We have moved past the lineup. This is the old lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And even if you think about it with primetime television, what is the show anybody's waiting on to come on a Friday? Like even like Survivor's on a Wednesday, and like Big Brother's on like Thursdays and Wednesdays and Sundays, and then you have like Grey's Anatomy that will come on Thursday, Scandal. You know, like those shows are all mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Mondays. Nothing's on Friday. And there's not one show where you're like, oh, can't wait.
No,
because
I think they assume people have plans on Fridays. Mm. Like even like HBO puts like their like heavy hitters on Sunday nights. Yeah. So it's like people assume you're busy Friday and Saturday, or you're binge watching like shows on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
Which is true.
We loved it back in the day. Yeah. It was like everything back in the days. So like what? Like I guess it's times the attention spans of kids. Like kids can't.
Well, they can't sit through commercials either.
Yeah, I think Saturday morning and cartoons aren't a thing anymore either. Like mm-hmm. I remember waking up Saturday morning and being like, I got to hit. Like I had like four channels I had to have in rotation on a Saturday morning because I had to get all the cartoons. You had to get Pepper Ann and Recess on one channel, but then you had to go mm-hmm. get like Animaniacs from another channel. Like you had to play the game. Like now
you're like hoping for picture in picture.
Right. And then if you got that, change the game. You know, I think this is probably like where they were saying like, you know, we must not have much longer on the lineups because I think they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So upsetting.
Sad day.
So this is what starts the argument between Topanga and Corey, because Topanga wants to be authoritative and is like, she's like mean babysitter. Mm-hmm. She's like, your bedtime is at 9 o'clock. You have to be in bed. No TV. No gushers. Like no snacks after dinner. Brush your teeth. Like all the lame shit that babysitters mm-hmm. tells you to do. While Corey is like, oh, you have Nintendo 64 bits? Like, why are we down here? Let's go play.
Yeah, I think you want the kid to like you. Because, like, if the kid likes you, probably isn't going to tattle on you. And you get more gigs because the kid actually likes you. So you need to do, like, a little bit of, like, okay, but only one show on the Friday night lineup and then bedtime. Like, a compromise is needed, Topanga. You need to be such a hard ass.
And this is 1996, okay? The N64 had just dropped. So, Topanga, you kind of... I'm with Corey on this one. Like, that kid got the newest system out. I got to let him. He can hang out till 9:30, 10 o'clock. He'll be all right. He ain't going to die.
Yeah.
He'll just play a game or two.
Yeah, if it's a Friday night, then what's it to the parents that the kid stays up late? It's a Saturday the next day. They can just sleep in.
She just thinks she's parenting. I think that's what this is. Topanga is like,
it's like practice
this is my
for her.
First. Yeah, this is my grown-up job. Where I'm practicing because this is going to prove how good of a mother I'm going to be. I'm telling you, she was going through this season.
She's a, she's like a, what is it? I'm just thinking, she's like practicing. She's like, this like home economics. Mm-hmm. She's very serious about her jobs.
Yeah.
So she's a bit too tough, I think. And they get into an argument. And then we're back at Chubby's because we need breaks in between all of this Corinna content. And I just love the I'm glad I know you and I'm glad you know me too. We'll never get blue going choo choo choo.
That stands out to me so much. Like, I know that part is coming, but again, I told you, it doesn't make any sense. I'm glad I know you. I'm glad you know me too. We'll never get the flu and go a choo choo choo. Man, what the flu?
Oh, was that it? I thought it was we'll never get blue.
No,
go
and choo, we'll never choo, get choo. The flu and go a chew, like sneeze. But like, what does that mean?
Because they know each other, they're never going to get the flu.
Yeah.
I think the more people that you know, the more likely you're going to get the flu.
You're going to spit all over each other.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is like social distancing way back in 1996.
You know, I don't want to get the I don't want to get to know you, which is actually what Eric says. He calls for the check and he's like, she's like, what's wrong? And she's like, and he's like, well, I like your singing. I don't want anybody to steal your amazing songs and then sell them. And then she goes all crazy and says, I think we're going to spend the rest of our lives together and the rest of our lives to come together. Now, that is something that you probably don't want to hear on your first date.
It's not even really a date. Yeah. Like, what? Like, you're going to spend the rest of your lives together? You just met this man. He could be a serial killer for all you
the
know.
Rest, but and the all your rest lives of to your come. Future lives all together.
In addition yeah. to the current life.
Yeah. Now, I know that you're supposed to, like, the you know, they say, like, the people that you meet in this life are people that you've known before. And, like, you keep reliving the same lives over again. But it's, like, what happens if you really don't want to, like, hang out with, like, this live soulmate? You're like, you know what, I can get a new soulmate next time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have seems more than one soulmate. Like, yeah, I was like, well, this one, yeah, I've done life with this soulmate, let me go check out yeah. the other ones.
I've spent 10 minutes with this one, that's enough. Please, for the love of God, get me yeah. to check so check. I can put this woman on a rocket ship
check. And get blasted of God, off
check. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, I love it.
And then we get the, like, one of the more iconic moments of the episode where all of a sudden she plays a minor chord and she's like, shallow, you're shallow. Yeah. So good.
And the woman in the kitchen is just dancing her ass off. Like, this woman is like, finally, a bop. Like, she is in the kitchen getting it. Yeah. This is the moment where it all turns. I love this moment. Because it is crazy. Because all of this is from Eric saying, like, I need to check. I don't want to be around you, blah, blah. And she finally goes, so you mean you don't want to be with me? Ma'am, he's been saying this in like 17 different ways. She's like, so let's be very clear. You're saying you don't want to spend all your lives with me. And that's what breaks her. Like that's what it took? Okay.
Yeah. She's like, obviously you were only in it for my good looks, and therefore you're shallow. Mm. It has nothing to do with my personality or all of my singing. Nope, that's not it.
That's not it.
She makes up this song, and then we're back at school, and Corey is inviting Topanga to go get lunch. He's like really into these school tacos. I don't know about your guys' schools, but like, we did not have great tacos at my school, so I don't really know what he's all hyped about. He's really excited about the tacos.
I mean, it is tacos.
Apparently tacos, John Adams High has really, really good food. Like, they got like meatloaf and like the potato volcano. So I feel like anything at John Adams High is a bop. Like, the best food in Philly and is at John Adams High.
He said these tacos are 4 for 99 cents, and I need parts of that. I need that.
What a deal.
Yeah, I need that.
But it's 99 cents in what year is this, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, 1996.
1996 compared to today. Let's see. I'm just doing a dollar.
It's gonna be like $1.50 for
$1.75. All right, that's still a good deal.
That's a great deal.
It's a great deal
for four tacos. Like, hello,
but yeah. They have to be soft shell. I don't want that hard shell crap.
No, I love a crunchy taco. I love a crispy one.
It gets us a fucking mess. Give me a bowl. Mm-hmm. I've had enough of this.
Crunchy tacos. You take a few bites and then it's nachos. It's just so multifaceted.
But then you need a bowl. Like, what if you try to eat it and it just falls apart in your hand and it's trash?
No, like...
Okay, Jessica, we are from the East Coast. Do you think that they have, like... you think that in Texas they're eating, like, old Tejas or whatever, like, taco shells?
No,
like,
no. I
know what she's talking about. Like, those generic taco shells. Like,
yeah.
No.
Like, old...
Yeah, this...
El...
What is it called? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
El Grande? That's not
something
it.
Something like that. But no,
El Paso.
No.
Yeah,
El Paso. Yeah, the place where El Paso is in Texas. Yeah, no. We are some taco connoisseurs here. Like, if you've been following me for more than a week, you have probably seen me tweet about tacos, because if someone says the word taco too much, I will stop what I'm doing and go get some. So I'm a taco connoisseur. I don't know what Topanga's yelling about here. Talking about, would you feed tacos to my child? Yes. Yes, I would.
Of course. Yeah, why does Topanga have issues with tacos to kids?
Yeah.
It's the easiest freaking, like, dinner you can do for kids.
I would say season one Topanga would be, like, only organic and, like, only, like, non-GMO, like, no sugar, blah blah blah. But, like, this Topanga, who only cares about fucking family values, obviously doesn't give a shit about fucking organic shit. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But she's not about the tacos. She's very upset about their hypothetical future child. Girl. have news for you. You're fucking 16.
Okay, this is like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's like going like nutso in
she's
here.
Going so through it. Yeah,
I'm she's saying you. To Corey, you're not like paying attention to our future kids. Like our future kids need to be taken care of, and you just want to be buddy buddy with them. And Corey's like, Topanga, there's not going to be any future kids. You know why? Because we're just kissing.
Yeah, we ain't doing the sex. I had a flashback to what was that, Glee, where what is the main characters, they're like in the hot tub, and then all of a sudden she's like, yeah. I'm pregnant. And he's like, okay. I'm like, no, fool. You are not the baby's daddy. Stop it.
Yeah.
And so in this moment, I kind of was like, what if Corey had like been like, oh, we're having a kid? And I was like, I just don't need him to be that stupid.
Yeah, he's definitely not that dumb. Like, yeah, he can be dumb, but he's not the dumbest.
Yeah. But, yeah, Topanga thinks, her thing is that, like, you'd rather be pals with our kids than an authoritative role model. And I'm like, girl, Jedediah and Rian, and they didn't raise you like this at the hippie compound, yeah, or whatever. Like, you did not learn this.
Yeah.
Like, what authoritative role model named your sister Andromeda? Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, her parents are definitely, like, more hands-off parenting. They want them to, they wanted their kids to, like, figure it all out on their own.
An authoritative parent doesn't name their child Topanga, okay?
Or Andromeda.
Like, or Andromeda, yeah. It doesn't happen, Topanga. Like, I don't understand where she got this, like, all of a sudden strict mommy thing going on, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
Jedediah is more likely to be outside of that outdoor shop, like with the dang banjo playing the songs.
Dandelion.
Yeah, I don't know where she got this from. It's wild.
Yeah, and so Corey's like, I just want to eat tacos.
A mood.
And Sean, being the best, gives him a taco. That's a good friend. That's a good friend who brings you a taco.
Yeah, but also that means that he ate three and he just gave Corey one.
Listen, I mean, also
he thought of Corey.
Yeah, I mean, because he could have ate four.
Like, I'm saying he's not Corey's boyfriend. Like, I feel like a partner is required to give you half.
No, like, he is Corey's boyfriend.
In a way.
Well, I'm saying a friend, you only have to give one. If you're, like, if it's someone that you're dating, you are required to do the half, I think. That's the move.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm, there's no way. That's...
No, Chappelle's not sharing.
Not my tacos. Sorry.
Yeah, he's not sharing his $1.
I appreciate, tacos. But I appreciate Chappelle's connection to food because I am the same way. Like, Will and I have talked about this. If you ever eat your significant other's leftovers, that is grounds for divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, no questions asked.
Yep.
That's
find
it's
it.
It's done.
Yeah. Squid Game style.
Today, Drew made pancakes and he gave me three, and I ate 2.5, and I gave Drew the last of my pancake.
So nice of you.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I always give him the rest of my food.
I mean, I believe that because you're like an excellent partner. Sarah is a giver. Sarah is a taker care of.
Okay. Taker care of.
Taker care of.
Yeah. And I let him eat my green sherbet, so.
That's disgusting.
That? Yeah, it's I was going to say, that's the opposite of the pancakes. So it's not the same, like, energy.
You burdened him with your nasty lime like, shit.
Sarah
so
is not a taker really care good. Of her anymore.
No, it's really lost good.
Yeah, you lost your title.
Okay. No. So.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah. Oh, so then we're back at the store. Oh, what is the store's name? I saw the
name. It was like Matthew's like outdoor store. It wasn't very catchy because I saw the sign too and I was like not impressed.
I don't think it's called the Matthew's outdoor store.
I'm going to look it up right now as you continue to talk about this scene.
Mm-hmm. So they come in, Corey and Sean, and they're like, hey, Eric, remember the time where your life was actually going well and you have, like, a great job and you were, like, super happy? Well, guess what? Your life is fucked now. Isn't that hilarious? Because we were going over to the record store and we saw the CD and you got to listen to it. And Corinna has come out with the CD and it's all about Eric, a la Alanis Morissette, a la, like, Taylor Swift.
It was definitely, like, Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift was even, like, a thing.
Yeah, just shit talking. Oh, Kacey Musgraves, who? No, no, Adele's new album about divorce? Nah, it's all about Karina and Eric Matthews. And they play Shallow Boy on the radio.
Yes.
And on the CD.
I found the sign. Matthews Wilderness Outpost. Okay. It's a pretty shitty sign, I gotta say. Because it doesn't even have, like, Matthews as the biggest word. Matthews is, like, super tiny on it.
Because they had to paint over it, over, like, the other dude's name.
Mm. It looks like shit. I'm not gonna lie. Here, I'll show you it right now. This is it. Tell me that doesn't look like shit. It looks terrible. They could have done a better job on this, is all I'm gonna say. Mm.
Where are you sending this?
Right, I'll say we don't see anything.
Oh, sorry, I thought
like,
I was
the listeners don't see anything. Sarah and I don't see anything. We're all like pretending we're looking along with you.
I thought I had it there. Now do you see it? Look at that. It looks like shit.
The clearest word is outpost.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrible. They did a really crappy job with this.
Not a great sign. Not a great sign.
No.
But I do want to point out that this is, what, 96? So this is like Jagged Little Pill was Alanis Morissette right in like 95. So this might be like on the tip of people's tongues when it comes to like what they could have come up with a storyline. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, find somebody. Because wasn't Alanis Morissette singing about Dave Coulier?
Yeah.
Like, ma'am, you went through all of that.
For Dave Coulier?
For cut it out.
Yeah, like, my gosh.
Woman, he had a fucking, like, hand up a gopher fucking ass for a puppet, and you slept with him. It's not a good sign.
And not just slept with him. Like, I mean, like.
Woodchuck.
In love.
You ought to know, like, she was feeling some things in that song, okay? Just saying. So it's a little bit more than just slept with them. Like,
yeah. Not great.
Okay, girl.
But this is, poor Dave Coulier sucks. So there is, and this is just like one of the many tracks. Track number two is Eric Matthews, You're So Vain. You probably didn't even know the song before this was about you. Because Eric's denying that the whole CD is about him, but it is, and the song is just blowing up. And then we have Corey is reading a baby book, So You're Going to Be a Daddy.
What, has Topanga poisoned his brain? What the fuck? Dude, you're 16! What are you doing?
Men will try their entire lives to figure out women. Okay, and this is just Corey's like one of his first times like having like, oh my god, do I need to sit down and read a book? Like, because women are confusing, especially at 16 years old. And I told you, and I don't think anybody's prepared. Like, we're confused and we're grown and we're watching Topanga like, why is she moving like this? So I think Corey's kind of like, what is she going through? And I'm telling you, she's just getting older, you know, like she's gonna figure herself out very quickly after this, but right now she's gotta, decompress a little bit. And it's just coming out in the version of this Topanga, the authoritative one, for some reason.
Yeah. It's very, I would be very concerned.
Amy is concerned.
My 16-year-old son reading this baby book. It's just research, though.
Yeah.
Because no matter if Corey's going to be the dad, the uncle, or the guy down the street with binoculars, hello, he needs to know what to do. And Amy's like, well, you learn from experience.
I mean, I think being prepared is, like, valid, but, like, I don't really feel like you need to read this book until you're, like, I don't know, about to be a parent.
Yeah.
Until you're actually having sex.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody needs to read a baby book.
No
10
one
years
has
before
to.
They're going to have to.
No one has
to. No, I mean,
to,
like, but... 10 years before they're planning on having
ridiculous.
Kids. I mean, in actuality, Corey has kids, I think, in, like,
early
I think
20s?
He had kids, like, 5 years from
this. Fair. Very fair.
So, like, maybe he really does need to keep it, like, fresh, but, I don't know. Amy says that, that they just learned from experience, and they have three wonderful, well-adjusted kids. But we know that Eric comes in and she realizes is honestly, it's only two because he is a maladjusted, woman hating loser freak.
Yes. Yes. It's so good. And then the song is playing on the radio as well. So, like, Morgan walked in with her. I think, like, she had a Walkman. Like, she walked.
It was a Walkman. It was, like, a boombox Walkman. It had a strap on it.
Yes.
Like, this was extra.
Morgan has been to the record store. And she comes in and she's just singing her heart out. You're a loser freak. Loser freak. He's a maladjusted loser freak. He's a woman-hated maladjusted loser freak. I was like, yes, Morgan. I like,
yes.
So good, so good.
Yeah, no, she has pipes.
She does.
I can't believe you're my brother. Shouty Morgan could never, okay?
Yeah.
Shouty Morgan just could not.
So is this like the point where we turn around and we're like, you know what? She is the better Morgan. We can't ever go back to Shouty Morgan.
This is it. This is where she makes it.
This is the better Morgan.
Yeah, I think.
But is it,
I think it
from
starts,
this
though,
point on?
Yeah, I think it starts on that episode. What y'all talked about when the Eric gets lost with the townies, right? Like, I think that's the first time where you're like, okay, Morgan, I see you. You're here to stay, okay?
Yeah.
And now, like, I think she's full-fledged. This is the Morgan that we're going to have. This is the Morgan that we're going to remember. And then as you watch it years later, you're like, oh, there was a Shouty Morgan, you know?
Yeah. No, she's the better Morgan, even though this song has a line that's not great. It doesn't age well. But, like, if you take that line out, it's a great song. It's an amazing song, and she sings it wonderfully. And Alan tells Eric that apparently Karina wants to go meet with him, and he's like, oh, she's obviously going to apologize. No, Eric, you're wrong. She comes in all black. She's like, I'm edgy now. I was surprised they didn't put her in, like, black nail polish as well. To give her that, like, LC vibe from what is it, The Hills or whatever.
Her hair was greased, too.
Oh, the like amount literal... of gel they put in that.
Yeah. Yeah, greased to the back. such a look. And so she is like, tell me everything that you hate about me, Eric. Like, I need to know. And he, like, at first goes off a little bit. He's like, I just want you to, like, cut it out. Like, you know. And she's writing down notes as to what he's saying.
Yeah.
And then he catches on that she's out of material. And she just wanted to meet up with him so that she can, like, make her mad again so she can write more songs about him.
She needs her inspiration. And he's the only thing that ever inspired her to get so dark. And so she's like, what was that thing you said about me? He's like, I just want you to cut it out. And she's like, meow, meow, says the sad little whining cat. Okay, gotcha. I'm like, why is that what you took from that? He didn't say anything rude. He just said, like, chill.
He calls her like a vampire or something. Like, I didn't think you'd come out at night. He's like, calls me a vampire.
Write that down. Mm-hmm. Use that in my lyrics.
Yeah. And he's like, he realizes, of course, that she's just like out of material. He's like, Eric can be an idiot, but he's smart in this moment because he notices, first of all, what kind of restaurant uses dandelions at the table? Like, Chubbies, stop trying to be something you're not.
Right.
You don't have cloth napkins.
Stop it.
Don't put out fucking weeds. And I love dandelions. But don't put weeds on your table and be like, you're at a fine dining establishment. Because, bitch, it's not true.
Listen, restaurants in Texas will literally put cotton in a damn mason jar and be like, it's rustic. I'm like, no, that's slavery. Stop it. They don't just do that. Like, so the fact that they had just, like, this dandelion, like, raggedy-ass dandelions. And
it wasn't even the puffy, cute one.
No,
it was
the raggedy, the weedy ones. Yeah, like, what's happening at Chubby's? Who did this? Is Chubby dating someone? Like, because she's like, I'll spruce it up with some dandelions.
She's like, I'll give it a nice feminine touch.
Right, exactly.
Tablecloth here or there.
Right, exactly.
You could really use a dandelion or a tablecloth in your fine dining establishment. And he's like, you know what I see when I look at you? Dandelions.
Yep. She's just like, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't do that.
Don't
like,
say it. She starts to break. She gets the urge. She gets the happy urge. She can't suppress it. And of course he starts singing Annie, which is like her thing, because he listens when she talks. We at least know he listens when she says things. Mm-hmm. And of course they have this amazing rendition of Tomorrow, which is like...
Tomorrow is just, you know, it was defying gravity before defying gravity. It's like, that's like your solo song.
I actually do know the song Defying Gravity. I've never seen that musical. Or I don't know any other songs from that musical.
I know more of Defying Gravity than I do of Annie. The extent I know of this song, Whoa. Tomorrow, is this episode. Like, I've never heard the whole thing.
Shocking. I used to love Annie when I was a kid. Yeah. But, like, the newer one, not the old one.
Yeah.
What about Hard Not Life? Like, yeah, you have to know Hard Not Life.
Well, I only know that because of Jay-Z.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to
But that's say. It. Like, that's my insight. I know Jay-Z and I know this episode. Yeah.
Because Annie is white girl shit.
Yeah. Pretty much. 100%.
Nailed it. See, I'm learning
things.
Well,
I mean, like... Daddy Warbucks.
I like that.
Daddy Warbucks, like, he is a daddy. Like, it depends on which one, though, right? Like, wasn't there a good looking Daddy Warbucks?
I've never seen this person.
I take it back. Okay, so this one's hideous. That's not a good one. He's not good. He's bad. I think I take it back. I think they're all pretty ugly. They're all like, somebody, you know, it's the bald thing. I just can't.
Somebody has the Zaddy Warbucks Instagram handle. Good for you,
dude. Not Zaddy Warbucks.
I found a picture of Justin Timberlake photoshopped onto the body of Daddy Warbucks, and I don't know why this exists. What is this thing? What is happening? Oh, and then they say Pitbull totally looks like Daddy Warbucks. And
I can see it. I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, this is
it's
Mr.
just like
Worldwide.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. But
who
yeah.
thought that making a musical about a redheaded, like,
orphan,
curly-haired girl would be a good idea?
Shirley Temple somewhere, like, rolling in her grave right now.
I still love Shirley Temple.
keep AJ away.
Right. The animal crackers in his soup. When AJ started talking about that, I was like, I know that commercial by heart, okay?
When AJ started talking about how he wanted the Shirley Temple DVD box set, I literally wanted to bury myself. I was like, shut the fuck
it
up.
It was the commercial. It was like those Time Life commercials.
Yes, that was the commercial. Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits. Loop the loop. That was the commercial.
Yeah, I hope somebody bought AJ.
Nobody bought it. It's like $20. It's like $20. Like, AJ, if you want curly
Christmas
top, just say
AJ.
That.
Yeah.
Last year I got AJ.
Get it for him.
I got AJ a Christmas card last year. Yeah, like just like a super weirdo thing to do. I just picked a random podcaster. I was like, I want to get you a card. Yeah, like I barely knew. I don't think I'd even podcasted with AJ at that point. I was just like, I want to do something nice for AJ. And so this year I probably he's probably not listening to this. This year I'm probably just gonna give him the box set and just send it. I have his address.
But okay. But the thing is that he's gonna get like 8.
Do you think so? Do you think anybody actually gonna go through with it?
Okay, like, is Probably. He, the question is he going to sign up for the...
Oh, the RJP Secret Santa.
The RJP Secret Santa thing.
Oh, okay. So that means I need to send it earlier.
You have to send it, like,
Thanksgiving
tomorrow.
Present.
Yeah, like, send it so it's, like, arrives on December 1st. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do this. Like, if it's under $40, I will 100% do it. How
also
much does it cost?
I love the idea that you just sent him a Christmas card, because Will has, in the past... He always wants to do Christmas cards. He's going to listen to this. I don't know why I'm whispering. He always wants to do Christmas cards. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Christmas card bitch. Like, I don't do the whole photo thing. I said, only people are weirdos that do that if they don't have kids. The only reason you do the Christmas card photo thingy is if you have children. So I compromised. I did. I think we ended up doing... Did we do a Christmas card? We did a Christmas card with, like, Winston on it. And then last year I got out of it because we did our save the dates. And I was like, ha-ha, I don't have to do this year. Actually, that was the year before. But last year I got out of it because COVID, you know, depression.
Chappelle, do you want to do a joint Christmas card this year?
Yes. Yes.
I cannot. I'm just picturing you guys, like photoshopped together.
Yeah.
On, like, the Shirley Temple box set. And then we just send it to AJ. Yeah. It's a card.
Yeah. Okay, so the Shirley Temple Little Darling Collection box set is $39.99.
Ain't no way. It's 12 discs. It's $40. Stop it.
Why is it that much? This is trash.
Okay, because so many people started buying it because of AJ.
That's got to be like volume one. There's no way.
He's an influencer.
It's only $39 for 12 discs.
Yes. Okay. So it should be cheaper. Okay.
It's an old.
If you guys didn't know, Chappelle thought that was a good price, and just thought that was like, too much money.
I feel like it doesn't even cover the cost of the box. Like, the, like I think it, no. I'm looking now. It's 18 discs. Like, are we just?
I feel like the older like, the DVDs show is, basically the cheaper free. It should be.
Yeah, but I mean, but,
okay. Jessica would pay $3 for the Shirley Temple Little Darling box set.
We should bid on then, it.
And then, and then Chappelle's like definitely like this is worth $70.
No, I thought like 40 would be fine. I'm just shocked that it's so low. Cause like, I mean, you have to cover the cost of actual DVDs, and I mean, I guess they're just free now.
Well,
you can just get them anywhere.
Who has a DVD player?
It's like USBs. You know, you just pick them up off the table.
Does AJ even own a DVD player? How old is he? He doesn't even.
That's true. He doesn't know what a DVD player is. Stop it. We're not getting him anything. Okay,
let's do the Christmas cards. He doesn't even have a laptop that has a disc thingy.
That's true. Okay, we'll do the Christmas card instead. Screw AJ.
I mean, we could get it for him used for $24.98.
It's like scratched up. It skips.
There you go. You're welcome.
So Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah, we forgot about this show.
We knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But Corey's reading Morgan a book. Topanga's being a creep and listening in. I don't know how these people just sneak into people's houses all the time, but they apparently do. Like, she came in the back way. And he's like, go brush your teeth. Morgan's upset because he let Billy stay up, but he makes Morgan go to bed. And Topanga's like, I listened to everything you said. By the time we have kids, you'll be a good dad. And then Morgan sneaks in a bunch of kids.
And Topanga's reasoning was that, like, I thought about it. Like, that's literally what she said. Like, I went home and thought about it, and now my whole perspective changed. Like, ma'am, you're the moodiest 16-year-old. Like, she is right there. She's right there in that neck of the woods where the wind blows, and she's probably crying, you know, like... But there's no reason why you had this knockout, drag-out fight over tacos, and now you're like, I went home, and I just thought, and now I know that you were right, and that we're not having kids anytime soon. Silly me. What was I thinking for, like, those 2 days where I was mad at you?
Oh, no. But, I mean, in her mind, it was justified, so.
I just don't know why.
Ridiculous.
Also, ridiculous. I thought this was a setup. I thought Corey had, like, paid Morgan off. You know, it's kind of like, let's pretend that, like, you know, like, that we're, like, you.
It was very convenient.
Yes, exactly. Like, right? Oh, you heard the whole thing? And, like, wink, wink, you know. But it doesn't seem like it. It seemed like, you know, he had probably, he read something in his, So You're Gonna Be a Daddy book. And now he's changed.
Yeah, you gotta read
on the law.
And that book was definitely too basic for Morgan. He was reading her, like, a two-year-old book.
The same thing. I was like, this girl's like 10 years old and you're reading her like a picture book. Like, give her some freaking, you know what I saw on vacation? Junie B. Jones. You know how obsessed I was with Junie fucking B. Jones?
That's an icon. Shit.
I was reading that book when I was way above that reading level. I would get a book, read it in like 30 minutes and be done and be like, that was an excellent Junie B. Jones book.
My cousin had like Amelia Bedelia or something like that.
Oh, I loved Amelia Bedelia.
I was like, this bitch is crazy. I used to read the. I was like, wow, girl's got the craziest
Amelia
books.
Amelia Bedelia really be crazy, right?
She wild. I was like,
out over there.
I was like, girls got the craziest book. Like, I was reading Goosebumps. Man, Amelia Bedelia is where the action's at. Like, the Berenstain Bears have nothing on it.
I read Goosebumps when I wanted to be like cool and edgy. Like, are you afraid of the dark? Like, no, but secretly I really was. Like,
yeah,
I would
like,
do
I'm
the,
not
like,
really
run
reading
leap
this.
Onto the bed because I couldn't.
Like, I'm not really reading this. I'm just pretending that I'm reading this.
Yes,
I never actually
finished
the book.
And then I jump on the bed so the monsters can't grab my ankles and drag me under.
It's accurate. Now, do you sleep with the door closed or open? The closet door.
As a child, closed.
Yeah, you gotta close the door.
You don't leave those closet doors open. That's how the monsters get out.
I'm the opposite. I'm paranoid. I need to see everything. The door needs to be wide open, so I'll know when his ass is coming out the closet, so I can get out the way. That's what I can't.
And
can't
as a kid, you did the thing where you check behind the shower curtain for you pee just for murderers. You know?
No, I didn't do that. Nah, not for murderers. Like.
Gotta look out for the murderers. Check the toilet for snakes. Check the shower for murderers.
Check the toilet for snakes.
You hear the thing once, and that's all you need
to
hear.
Yeah, that's all it takes in one
time.
Avoid,
this is the nighttime routine when I'm a child. Avoid the mirror because of Bloody Mary. Check the shower for murderers. Check the toilet for snakes.
That's our routine. Sarah, you can't relate to this?
I don't think Jews believe in monsters.
You do not have to worry about your funny bone at all. That is hilarious. That in the Torah. Like, then, oh my gosh.
At like, at literally 6 years old, you're told Santa's not real and all these Christian kids are a bunch of morons. So from then on, you're like, yeah, everything is fake. Like,
you're like, the tooth fairy? Lies, manipulation, Easter
lies,
bunny?
Lies, no Easter bunny. Like,
monsters aren't real. The boogeyman's not going to get me. He's not real either.
I have tears they're in like, my eyes. Oh
they're
my
like,
God.
Please just take an accounting class and stop paying attention to any of this nonsense.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's against our religion. I don't believe in that shit.
I can't.
I do not believe in that shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're back at the outpost, and Eric is at work, and they switch to the radio, and they're like, "Oh, like that girl Karina Collins has a new song out." And it's like a fuzzy wuzzy love song. It's a happy song. And the DJ like takes the song off and she's like, "Oh, she's over," and Eric gets the last laugh.
Yeah. The song is called Fuzzy Wuzzy Wuv. Okay. Fuzzy Wuzzy Wuv.
With the
W.
I can't with the Wuv.
And I wrote the lyrics down to just show you what this woman is talking about. She said, "At a little house down from the dandelion puddle is a cute sweet boy I sure wanna cuddle." What the hell is a dandelion puddle? What is that?
Dandelions in it.
Why is it like, oh, the dandy over there by the dandelion puddle? Like over
or
there.
Maybe it's just a grouping of dandelions. It's called a dandelion puddle.
She made that up. She legit made that up. Like a group of what is it? A group of crows is called a murder. A group of dandelions is called a puddle.
It's called a puddle. That's like the cutest word, right? A puddle.
It's a cute sweet boy. I sure want to cuddle. Like, ma'am. You just forced puddle in there so you could say cuddle. Stop it. No wonder she gets canceled instantly.
Yeah, she's over with. And that's it.
This song is still about Eric, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he lives at the house by the dandelion puddle. We've never heard of dandelion puddles being by his house.
I mean, it's probably near Chubby's. That's where they get all those fucking dandelions from.
Out the puddle? Go out back and reach in that puddle and get us some more table settings.
Exactly.
We need a centerpiece for table number 3.
Exactly.
So, like, you know, in highways, there's always, like, these random patches of grass, like,
in,
on
like,
the side
middle?
Of the highway. That's where they are. Yeah. That's where the Chubby's is. It's on the highway. And they have to, like, run off and get the puddles.
You know what else is a white people shit? Taking pictures in flowers on the side of the road on like
oh yeah
I be driving I'm like because in Texas we have blue bonnets and like and once those flowers start to like sprout you're just driving down the road minding your business and you see like this like family of wasps just in the grass like ma'am get out of those weeds like
they're like excuse me we have to get our baby announcement pictures taken
like you're driving full speed down the freeway and then somebody just turns their flashers on you're like oh is there a problem and they just all hop out and just like
flowers.
Lay in the grass. I'm like, what is happening?
I hope that secretly there's like a hornet's nest in the ground and they all get fucking stunned.
It just take one that. Time. Just take one time to sting somebody.
You?
I'm like, that's grass. Get up. Like,
just put some red ants there. They'll never do it again.
Yeah, it was true. Oh my gosh, so funny.
Gosh. This is an amazing episode. I love this episode. I love the songs in it. There's like 3 decent songs in this one.
Yes.
And like decent by means like earworms and they get stuck in your head for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
The Topanga storyline's obviously nonsense, but like it's still fun to talk about the Friday Night lineup. Like it's still a fun fun other storyline.
Are earworms a result of too many wet willies?
Ew. All I can picture when I think of earworms or like not earworms, wet willies is like getting like wax on your finger when you stick your finger. Like it's disgusting.
Ugh. Like that is
by
so
the
gross.
Way, one person has got on our poll, one person got a wet willy and one person got a wedgie.
Oh. Wow. Out of how many people?
2 people have voted.
Let me go boost the poll.
One of those people got, and none of the above was an option.
Okay, I need to vote in this because I've never.
Yeah, right. Maybe you just need to retweet.
Well, no,
it
I've gotten a wet willy though. So let's see. Okay, I'm retweeting it right now, and then I'm gonna vote because I have had a wet willy. I've never had a swirly. What if you've had multiple? Then what are you supposed to pick?
Okay, they only give you 4 options
right.
On Twitter.
The sass.
Sorry, I tried.
I didn't make the Twitter polls.
I tried. You can only have four options in a Twitter poll. Now we have a vote for Wet
Willy because I voted. Okay. But are we ready to get into the fashion of the hour? And this time I will actually remember to share my screen so that you could see what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. So obviously for my first pick here for the Rachel Green Award, which is the most 90s outfit, we had to go with Karina's OG look. She has this like drapey dress on with this hideous pattern on the sleeves and on the skirt. She has this really ugly brown suede floppy hat with like these flowers pasted all over it. She's wearing like tons of like a necklace and like a bracelet and all of that. She has blue eyeshadow like lightly dusted on her eyelids. Obviously, the spermy eyebrows were a must. And my favorite part, which I only noticed upon my search for the fashion hour, is that she's wearing black socks with like Birkenstocks. Like, girl, what are you doing with your life?
That's like an ironic favorite part, right? Oh,
I mean, like favorite in that it's so awful to look at.
Yeah.
So like obviously the 90s had a 70s resurgence. So this is what we're seeing here. Mm-hmm. It's a mess, this outfit, but she's a mess.
Yeah. And we love her for being a mess. I did notice the rainbow guitar strap that she has because this is Leisha Haley, and some people might know her from the L Word. And so yeah, she once dated Katie Lang for a while. So I think this is her giving a shout out to her actual, you know, amazing. Like identity. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that for her. Yeah. Cause I'm like, if she's acting, but she still gets to bring a little bit of herself to that. I think if that's what she was going for.
Amazing. Next up, I picked Topanga's babysitting / school outfit. She's wearing like a plaid mini skirt with a bright orange, kind of cropped, tied in the front, long sleeve shirt. And she has like some white sneakers with it. And then when she goes to babysit, she's like, I need to look professional. So I'm going to put two barrettes in my hair and it's going to look great.
The barrettes is what really takes it over. Like, that's really where you was like, oh, she was doing it to him with that one. Because is like the most like 90s middle school outfit. Yeah. Like, she put the barrettes in and was like, I'm here for business. It's time. Yes.
I don't understand the two giant barrette thing. And they want to bring that back too. It's like Gen Z, stop it.
Stop it with this nonsense.
Stop it. I mean, this outfit's adorable. But it's like, you know, I don't expect anything less from Topanga. Yeah. Like, I love the big chunky white sneakers. I mean, she's professional, but also she has to crop her button down shirt to make it really tight. Yeah. To babysit the 10-year-old boy. But I think it's a cute look.
And lastly, we have Morgan in her singing outfit, her loser freak outfit.
Yes.
She is wearing I think this is a dress. It's a very confusing outfit, to be honest.
It looks like a denim corset.
Yeah, it's like there's like red long sleeves on the top, then there's a denim corset, and then it attaches to like a picnic blanket at the bottom, which is yes. Like a red plaid color. She has these white socks on, but honestly, the main reason I chose it was for the like weird boom boxy like cassette tape situation that is happening. The earphones are like red and yellow, big McDonald's vibes. Chappelle, what do you think of this?
I mean, this is what a child was probably wearing back then, so very 90s, but the headset, that's what really takes it to the next level. Like, that's what sets it apart, honestly.
Yeah, she is really feeling it with her like pre-beats. I like it. It's clearly a dress with the picnic.
A long sleeve dress with overalls. Yeah. Like, what is this denim part?
Yeah. the denim part is like something that she got the Ren Fair. We got like the white ankle socks. Like, I mean, I like it. She has this like little turquoise watch. Like, she's got accessories and she has barrettes too.
Yeah, but they're not as big as Topanga's barrettes.
Only one. She says, "Hey, I don't need two barrettes.
Yeah. Right.
My headphones will hold my hair back, bitch."
Yes. Do you think they have...
getting the Rachel Green Award? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Chappelle.
No, I was gonna say, do you think they made Topanga like tie up her top like that because, you know, like, I know y'all asked Tommy the other day if this was like his sexual awakening was when Topanga had her haircut. Like, are they trying to like make her like the hot girl now for the remainder? Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm like, why is she babysitting like that? Like you're like, oh no, my boyfriend's not dangerous and neither am I. Let me tie my shirt up and show off my midriff a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, so I think Topanga wins, but I did think that was a choice.
We'll give it to Topanga because she's so saucy.
Yeah,
it's a good look. It's an extra look.
But then she's like, "But I'm the authoritative figure.
I'm right.
authoritative, very strict babysitter."
Next up, we have the Paul Rudd certificate of timelessness for the most timeless outfit. First up, I chose Eric in his date with Corinna outfit. He's wearing kind of like a hunter green Henley type of thing with three buttons. He has like a white shirt underneath. His hair is like nice and flouncy and floopy like it always is. We have some light denim jeans and what look to be like, I don't know, black shoes, brown shoes. Hard to tell, but it doesn't really matter all that much. It's better than the Birkenstocks, so
yeah, he ain't doing much with this one. I mean, yeah,
it's fine. Eric's basic.
He's not pulling no weight.
It's an okay. The color, I think the best thing about it is the color. I like that color green. That's my takeaway.
Yeah,
today
they were leaning into the fall colors on this one though. Like, you know, like they got like that dark green, and then Topanga's wearing like the orange. Okay, we kind of know around what time this was. I think Morgan's like got like a little burgundy situation going on. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next up, I have Corey's outfit. He's wearing like a navy, kind of similar like a Henley, but has a collar. He has his light denim jeans and like a navy backpack that I thought looked kind of like Jansporty. And I was like, okay, well, that is definitely like a timeless backpack. A Jansport backpack is timeless.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is that this is a bad time for fashion for men, okay? Like, this just, like, nothing. I'm not moved. I am not moved.
Yeah, once again, Corey looks like he's selling protractors, like, outside of the road. Like, what are you doing? But, Chappelle, my question is, what do you think about Corey's hair this season?
I mean, I do like, I'm probably with Jess. I do like the Rossiana, like, the light. Like, I do kind of like it.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, no, that was you?
I like that.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
I'm not big on the light. I think it's too much. It looks like he, like, sprayed that, like, lemon spray in his hair and went out in the sun.
No, I kind of like it.
I like it a little longer, too.
Yeah.
It looks like you put your fingers through it.
Yeah, the bigger his hair gets, the more I'm, like, invested in Corey.
Me too.
Yeah.
And lastly, for the Paul Rudd certificate of timelessness, we had to do Corinna here because what is more timeless than an all black outfit?
And a baddie.
Sarah, I know you love a turtleneck.
I do.
The only thing is like her, if you just ignore the eye makeup, that's blue eyeshadow again. And like this hair, I mean, if you didn't have it so crunchy, like it could be timeless.
Yeah.
But what do we think of this outfit?
I think she cooked it.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah,
100%. I mean, for me, it's like if I can dress where I can pretend like nobody can see me, like the only thing that I would do differently to this outfit is I would put on like black huge sunglasses, and then I would be like, no one can see me, no one knows I'm here, I can cry behind my sunglasses and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Great. And that's my goal in life, is to cry in public.
Behind your glasses,
strange
behind my sunglasses, so
yes.
And this outfit would let me achieve that.
So who's your winner for the Paul Rudd certificate?
Corinna.
I agree with you on that one. I think she just, it's a good outfit. I like you said, the hair is kind of throwing it off, and also we're just gonna ignore the makeup altogether.
Yeah, you gotta ignore the makeup. It's not fair to judge by the makeup because
I wonder if she had to do her own makeup in this episode.
Yeah. So she's one beret away from like, and y'all haven't got there yet, but there's an episode later on in the season where Eric is wearing this exact same outfit. It's like wearing a turtleneck. It's in season 6. We'll talk about it one day, I'm sure. But he's wearing like a turtleneck, and I think it's like a Truman Show parody. And he's wearing this exact same outfit, but he has a beret on. All she needs is the beret, and it would just be the same exact fit. So maybe it is timeless.
Oh my God.
But I remember that episode vividly as well.
So congratulations to Topanga and Corinna for being our Fashion Hour winners this week. This was so much fun. Chappelle, it's always fun having you on. It's always a blast. We always get into like wildly off track in the best of ways.
Yes. I totally missed y'all. I missed y'all so much. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to come back. The problem is that I know exactly which specific episodes that I like, and a lot of times they're just spaced out. So like that Eric episode that I talk about, I think that's in season 6. Call me. But yeah, like anytime y'all want to talk about the 90s or this show, I'm always down. It's always a pleasure to hang out with y'all.
Chappelle, what do you have coming up? What's going on in your life? We know you need to get a calendar for all of your podcasting, so yes, go ahead and do your plugs. Yes.
I do have a lot of plugs, so Never Have I Ever, season 2, episode 2, we just recorded that, and I think we will be reaching out to Sarah soon about coming on the podcast, on Silent Podcast, to talk about an episode in season 2, so Sasha Joseph and I are covering that every week, and so we're just trying to get through these last few episodes of season 2, and then we'll take a break and come back for season 3, hopefully.
Amazing. Yeah,
I love the show. I can't wait to talk about it with Sarah. So we're going to get her scheduled very quickly. Also on post-show recaps, I'm talking about Fear the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead, and The Walking Dead World Beyond every week. two episodes a week at the same exact time. They just never end. And so it's me, AJ Mads, Jessica Lise, and sometimes Josh Wiggler all covering that. It's a journey. It is definitely a journey.
I still can't believe that show is still on. I know people say that about Survivor, but like, why do you not just end The Walking Dead? Just end it. Be done.
I will never know peace. I will never know peace as long as the show is on the air. And so, you know, whatever. It's fine. I'm not complaining. And then, well, I am, but still. I'm still coming. I'm still showing up to work. Also, we just started Nothing But Netflix, you guys, on Rob Has a Podcast. Yay. It was a great time. And so we've covered a few shows. I think most recently we covered The Great British Baking Show or Great British Bake Off, depending on where you live. And so it was a blast. We talked about it with Kirk Clark and Haley Strong. And they took us through what all this stuff meant. And I knew nothing, you know, still know nothing.
Can't have a soggy bottom. That's
can't
what
have
I know.
A soggy bottom. Can't be too stogy or whatever it's called. I don't know. Stodgy. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so that was a good time too. So subscribe to Nothing But Netflix podcast feed and check out what we'll be talking about next. I think it's going to be you, the Netflix show you. So that will be a good time. And finally, this weekend, I have to expect the unexpected. I will be joining an online reality game to benefit a woman named Molly, who is going through her cancer treatments. And so we're going to raise money for Molly. It's Team Molly, and it starts on October 23rd at 9 Central. And we're going to play all day, and hopefully I'm not going to embarrass myself, but I hope to bring in some money for Molly. So if you're listening to this, you want to check that out, I'll be tweeting out the link to the stream. You could donate, you could pass it on to whomever, but we're just trying to do something for Maggie Morgan's good friend, and you know, I'm just blessed that they invited me. So that's all.
Amazing.
I got going on, I think.
Fun.
Oh, I lied. I gotta do another podcast. I'm sorry. I was like, that's all I got going on. I lied. Yeah. So also, I will be talking about the show Midnight Mass on the Crossing Streams podcast. Yes, Craig Elston has invited me on the Crossing Streams to talk about Midnight Mass the entire season. And so that will be coming out soon as well. And I will tweet that out from my personal Twitter account at Chappelle's_show, where if you follow me, you'll see all the things that I'm constantly tweeting out. And most of them are podcast links. I think that's
amazing.
It. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
I got tired just listening to all
that. The busiest man in podcasting, yeah. That's for sure.
Busiest man in the business.
Yeah,
thanks.
We love that for you. I am loving Nothing But Netflix. Yes. It's so good.
Yeah, we have to do another crossover.
I need to finish Squid Game so I can listen to that podcast because I'm almost done. I need to finish it first.
It was a good time, but we definitely need to have the Shit 90 Shows crew as a crossover like we did for the RHAP Rewind.
Blend it. Love it.
Love it. Yes.
But it's still in our vernacular.
Yeah, I know. We still say it. We can't let it go.
It's necessary. So, yeah. So, we're going to have to do another crossover event. I'm very excited to do that.
Nothing
so
would fun. Make me happier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, y'all.
So, just to give an update with our poll, now we have 14 votes. So, the power of you two, really.
Yeah.
50% of the people got a Wet Willy, 7.1 has gotten a Wedgie, 0% has gone a Swirly, and 42.9 have said none of the above. So Wet Willies are a regular occurrence.
But see, I think that makes sense, though.
Yeah, but we were all right. Swirlies don't exist. Myth. That's just nothing. Yeah. No one's ever had that.
We're right. We're that, all I'm right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, upcoming for us next week, we'll be covering season 4 episodes 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Janitor Dad and Singled Out. And we will have some very fun guests. We are inviting Elizabeth and Nicole from the You're Not Wrong podcast on to talk about Boy Meets World. I love their podcast. It's really fun. It's they're a millennial and a Gen Xer, you know, the ones that like nobody ever talks about, the Gen Xers. And they come and they argue about like 90s trends and internet culture and all that fun stuff.
They need to do Bones, No Bones.
So we'll see if Elizabeth knows about the Bones and the No Bones. I'm just learning about it. It's a whole thing.
I can't believe I knew about it before you did. I don't even follow TikTok, but Will showed me and I became obsessed.
I misunderstood what Bones and No Bones meant.
Noodles is the
best. We can get into that next week. But yeah, very excited to welcome the You're Not Wrong podcast on. Of course, we have our regular Dawson's Creek content. For October, we've been doing some spooky content. We came out with Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. Oh, God, such a good time. This Saturday, we are recording with the great Sarah Carradine for Interview with a Vampire. Yes. So keep your eyes open for that. I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either.
What?
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
I know, I'm excited.
So we'll see. We will see how we feel about that. We can talk about vampires in general. Jessica and I have never talked about vampires.
Yeah, I think it's time.
I didn't know we were supposed to.
No,
I don't know like your opinion on vampires.
It's a hallmark of friendships. Like you have to sit down and have like the vampire
talk
conversation.
About vampires.
Yeah. Also, Anne Rice doesn't know what she's doing. So like Interview with a Vampire is a good movie despite Anne Rice and her poor writing, you know.
Oh, great.
That's me. Perfect. And my snobby English degree just jumping out.
Love that. Love it. Anne Rice doesn't know what she's doing. Vampires, okay, maybe. We'll figure that one out. Are you pro vampire, Chappelle?
No. I thought I was, but no. Vampires? No. Yeah, I think you are supposed to be pro vampire, but I think I'm in the minority on that one.
Yeah. We're ops with vampires.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
So aside from that, for me personally, I just the Wombat Water podcast just released their newest podcast the day that we're recording this, and it was, or yesterday, whatever, who cares, it was the coconut water podcast where we determined what the best coconut water is, and that was super fun. So check that out at Wombat Water, and you can catch me at Sarah Ferguson, and you know, comment, like, subscribe, whatever, like, YouTube at Shit90s Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Hit the bell for notifications.
Hit your bell for notifications. Jess, what are you up to?
As always, you can find me over at Community Building on PSR. That's Post Show Recaps. We took a little break for my vacation, but we're back next week, so go listen to that. I am also going to be on the Succession podcast. Season 3 is coming out now on HBO, so go watch that show and go listen to me, Josh, and Grace break it all down for you. That's also at Post Show Recaps. So yeah, that's where you can find me at the Jess Sterling on Twitter and all that stuff.
Okay, listen, before we go, I have to plant my flag on my next episode when I come back. I want to call dibs on an episode.
Okay, call dibs. Live on the air.
Yes, so Riley can hear me. I have to be the one to come on and talk about Linda Cardellini as Lauren in the cabin episode. Can I please?
Ooh, spicy.
Okay, season 5, yeah. Count me in for Heartbreak Corey, I believe it's called. I want in.
Spicy.
I love that one. I need parts of that. That is for me.
Yes.
It's in his new rider. He's detailed it out.
Yes. Whew, I'm glad I got.
We'll be in touch.
Yes, thank you.
Will call your people.
I just need to make sure it was known because I'll look up and be like, Tommy again, you know. Who keeps inviting Will to the podcast? You know, like, so I'm like, okay, cool.
I love it. So, yes, you will next hear Chappelle, season 5, the episode with Linda Cardellini and all of the shenanigans that ensue. Thank you so much for coming on, Chappelle. It's always a joy to have you on. We always have so much fun. I'm glad I got to try the Snoop Dogg wine. Yes. I have finished the bottle.
Jessica.
Listen, I gave Will a full glass. She keeps saying so that, it's not just
that is not
me.
The truth.
He will support me.
I don't know about that.
And it was like up to, it was like 3/4 full, so I'm going to say. Okay. And he said it tasted like church wine. So I don't know what that means, but apparently church that's what it tasted
the
like.
The audacity.
No, I feel like church wine probably just tastes like juice, no?
Like juice. So yeah, that's probably good. That'll get you messed up.
I thought it was good. It was rosé. I'm a fan of rosé. But thank you all for listening. We will talk to you all next week. Have a good one, just everybody.
Shit 90 shows taught me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.